Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. Thank you so much for inviting us into your home this evening. Just to keep up with this time of the year, and of course, we just celebrated the independence of our country, the 4th of July, which marks the 249th year as a nation, I want you to take your Bible and turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 17. And as we think in terms of this issue involving our flag, there is also another flag or a banner to which those that know Jesus as Savior ought always to place themselves under. Here in Exodus chapter 17, I want you to note with me verse number 10. We're going to be reading verse number 10 through verse number 15. The Bible says, so Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hands that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him and set there are, and he sat there on. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and the people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And then our text passage, verse 15, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. You know, my friends, one of the greatest symbols of a nation's sovereignty is its flag. A flag is often identified for a citizen of a country or an expression of patriotism or a rallying symbol for conquest and victory. Usually, when a nation is defeated by an opposing nation, the victorious nation will quickly raise its flag as a symbol of victory. For example, the flag of the United States has boldly proclaimed life, liberty, justice, and freedom, and its colors represent the greatness of its history. We understand that the color red symbolizes the blood of patriots who died for our country. The color white symbolizes justice and liberty for all. And of course, the color blue symbolizes honor and faithfulness. These are colors that ring loud and clear to those who are flag-waving, patriotic, country-loving Americans. By the way, I am one myself. Now, placed before us this evening, we see Moses brings before us another flag that is aptly called Jehovah Nissi, or the Lord our banner. Now, this statement can be made only to those who fall under the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not those who have nothing better to do than to criticize God's warriors. Not those who have nothing better to do than to attack God's work. And surely not those who write policies designed to obstruct God's witness. No, friend, under this banner, the banner of Jesus Christ, you will find those who serve God, those who stand for God, and those who are saved by the grace of God. The Bible tells us over in John chapter 10, verse 25 through 27, the Bible says, Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not the works that I do in my Father's name. They bear witness of me, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The prophet Isaiah made this statement in Isaiah chapter 59, verse number 19. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Now, this particular study brings to our attention 5 points of interest that I would like for us to observe involving the banner to which Moses called Jehovah Nissi. That is, of course, God our Lord, or the Lord our banner. First and foremost, I want us to see the significance of the banner. The Bible tells us in verse number 15, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Now, of course, Moses here was establishing, or had established, an altar on that site where he and Joshua had defeated Amalek. They overcame the odds that were against them in this battle. The Bible further states in this portion of Scripture that the altar obviously presents us with great prominence of the fact that Israel would march through that wilderness desert with God as their guide, as their helper, and as their Lord. Listen, friends, there is something empowering when we realize that we are fighting or are standing under the banner of God. Hey, when you are standing or fighting under God's banner, I would suppose that it would motivate you to give your very best. I believe that, friend, if you know Jesus as your Savior and you march in step with the Word of God, you are more prone to give it your all. What a tremendous truth and what a tremendous statement. Moses wanted to be known, or wanted everybody to know, that he was giving honor and glory to God because of the victory that they had experienced. The Bible says over in John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Never was there more clearly stated in the Bible concerning this matter of having God on our side or being plugged into the Lord than this portion of Scripture here that we read in John chapter 15, verse number 5. So we understand the significance of this banner is that when the odds are against you, invite God into the equation and see what our mighty God can do. But not only do we see the significance of this banner, we also see the signal in this banner. We understand that the statement was made, Jehovah Nissi, and that statement was to be made as a rallying cry for the people. 3 things I want to bring to your attention as we think of this rallying cry. First of all, it was to rally the assembly together. This, of course, is a picture of the church, the body of Jesus Christ. We meet together to worship our God. We don't worship the preacher. We don't worship the people. We worship the only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And friend, let me just say that there is something invigorating, something energizing, something exciting about going to a Bible-preaching, sin-hating, heaven-bound church. You see, friend, the signal in this banner was a rallying cry to assemble the people together. But then secondly, it was a rallying cry to unite the people of God. It is to make sure that everyone is on the same page. Listen, beloved, it's true. Teamwork does make the dream work. There are no lone rangers in Christendom or in the service of the King. It is our motto should be this: one for all and all for one. Jesus, of course, being the one. Our common cause should be to bring glory to the commanding officer, our commander in chief, Jesus Christ. And to do anything less is failure on our part. So we must have all things in common if we are going to unite as one people. How true that is. So I said, secondly, the rallying cry is to unite God's people. First, I said the rallying cry is a signal to remind people that it's time to get together, to form together. But then thirdly, the rallying cry was to inform them to prepare to fight against the enemy and not one another. The Bible says in Psalm 60, verse 4, "Thou hast given us a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth." Selah. Can I just remind you that your enemy is not the saints, but the serpent? Your enemy does not run among the sheep, but among the wolves. And he who has called you has called you to stand and not surrender. Yes, neighbor, that flag of faith, that banner, that Jehovah Nissi was not only a banner of significance, but it was also a signal. Thirdly, this banner that we know that Moses erected on that day was a supernatural banner. The very name of this altar represents the awesome, supernatural, and powerful work of God. It was there at Rephidim that God gave them water from the rock. It was there at Rephidim that God had allowed Israel to experience victory over the Amalekites. It was there at Rephidim that God fed them with manna from heaven. Sometimes we take for granted the mighty power of God, but it is all around us, my friend. This banner is a reminder that God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Well, friend, let me ask you the question. Do you know this God? Have you been born again? Are you a part of the family of God? If not, why not? Make Jesus your Savior. Accept him tonight. Trust him as your King, as your Lord, as your potentate, and be ready to answer the call.